The Nevada Supreme Court certified the election results on Tuesday morning in Carson City. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
State law requires the justices to sign off on the election results for statewide offices, including U.S. senators, representatives, and state legislators. Those results are now official. Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar presented election highlights. He says five rural counties had a voter turnout of over 85%. He also says there was a surge in the online voting system for overseas citizens, voters with disabilities, and tribal voters. This was Aguilar's first presidential election as Secretary of State.
Our office worked in close collaboration with the counties to immediately address issues and combat misinformation. But it's still not ideal for any of us. The other good news, none of the issues prevented a voter's ability to vote or altered the results in any way.
He's soon meeting with county clerks and staff to discuss how to improve for the 2026 election. On December 17th, the Electoral College will meet to cast electoral votes for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance based on the popular vote in Nevada. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News in Carson City.